Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, rolling in hour number two. The economics of the NFL and as it relates to Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, apparently, according to reports, that negotiation is underway, and it's going to largely direct this franchise, depending on how the whole thing plays out, and Patrick Mahomes end up getting a deal that will invariably, Shane, make him the richest player in NFL history, but it's how it's shaped that will end up being the key.
Yeah, how do you give him what he's earned and what he's going to be worth, because he's still young, without wrecking the salary cap for the team? And I know this is low-hanging fruit, but turning into the Seattle Seahawks.
Sure.
Because the richest quarterback right now is Russell Wilson. And their best days were when he was on his rookie deal and they had the Legion of Boom. And I'm not going to just put the blame on him necessarily, because what he got, what he's got now, which I think is, I don't know if it's $40 million, but it's in the 30s per. I think he's the highest paid quarterback, and it's fairly close. He's got some good company. But that's the challenge. Can you give him what he deserves and still fill in around him in his most effective years? He said that he wants to leave enough money on the table for other players, and I guess now we'll find out if he puts his money where his mouth is. You know, right. And I'm not necessarily saying hometown discount, but if you take him at his word, then maybe, right? I think the one of the keys is here, Bruce, do you rip up his existing deal and give him a brand new one, or you just add on to it? Because I think if you do the latter, you can still make it look publicly like he's getting a whopper of a deal, but since he's still got 2 years left on his current one, his average dollars per year wouldn't be quite as high as you might think.
Well, it would be ridiculous to keep him to the terms of his rookie contract, even though the Chiefs have the right to do so.
Right.
That's just not good business at this point. And they won't do that. The Chiefs are too smart, and they don't run their organization.
But if you rip up the deal, that's a bigger cap hit.
Mm.
Like, okay, for example, what he's got left on his current deal is making $2.8 million this year and a little less than $25 million next year.
Right.
So let's say he gets a – let's say they give him an extension instead of ripping up the deal. So what, five for 200? We're kind of in agreement that $40 million is probably his price tag, right, per?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, 5 years plus the two he's still got would work out to 7 years at 227-ish. Per season, that's only about $32.5 million on average.
Right.
So while the optics would be, whoa, Chiefs really took it in the shorts and paid up Patrick Mahomes, giving him a five-year, $200 million extension, but per season for his services and a quarterback like him at 32.4 per through the life of the contract, they're robbing him.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So, but if you rip up the deal and then give him five for 200, then that's what it is. 40 on average, 40 per, and that would hurt the team, obviously, more than just extending him and having him play out the 2 years existing on the deal. And then, of course, you signing bonus it up. You know, you guarantee a lot of this and through a signing bonus and staying away from the cap. But those are kind of the differences between an extension or a brand new deal. And I think that would be, you say it would be bad business not to rip it up. I think it'd be a bad business model if they didn't. But we'll just find out where Mahomes comes out on this whole thing.
Exactly. His base salary this year is $825,000. He's got a signing bonus of $2.5 million, roster bonus of nearly $2 million, which comes to a cap hit of $5.3 million. To your point, he's scheduled to make next year in his fifth-year option $24.8 million, which, by the way, for Patrick Mahomes, would be an absolute steal. Consider that. $24 million at the age of 25, based on the going rate for quarterbacks in the NFL, certainly the top tier. That would be, and the Chiefs can do that if they wish. I don't think that is a good faith gesture from the Kansas City Chiefs, and I would be surprised if they went that way, but stranger things have happened. And I don't know where Patrick Mahomes and his people are on all of this. I think it's easy to say, Shane, you know, I want to do what's best for the team, and I think a lot of people do want to do what's best for the team. But you got a short window, and you got to make what you can make. And what was it? Peyton Manning used to always say, it's my job to make as much money as I can. It's your job, talking to the team, to manage the salary cap.
No doubt. No doubt. And that's what I was going to bring up, too. Without being a hard ass, Mahomes could very predictably and very understandably say, I have a job to do, you do yours.
Right.
Behind the scenes. I mean, in front of the microphones, he's going to be just like he's always been. So I suppose we'll really find out when the rubber hits the road how much of a team-friendly deal Mahomes allows this to be, because if he wants to go hardline approach, yeah, he could take your line of thinking and say, before we go any further, you need to rip up the deal I currently have because I have far outperformed it, and we all know it. And he could put him over a barrel a little bit. But maybe he's not wired that way, and if he's not, he could play out his last 2 years and then accept an extension for however many. And I suppose if he gets a little bent that they won't rip it up, all right, I'll accept a four-year extension or a three-year extension, you know, so he can get out of it at, what, how old do you say he was, 24, 25?
Mm-hmm, 24.
Okay, now he can get out of his current deal if he wants to shorten it by the time he's 29 and make God knows how much money. The thought occurred to me reading articles last night, when's it going to stop, but is there a cap in a quarterback's worth ever? I mean, how high is this going to go? I mean, Dak's still got to sign his deal.
Free market, right? I mean,
yeah, but are we going to get to $50 million a year for a quarterback?
I mean, are the owners going to pay it?
who's and is somebody going to command it? Somebody going to be that? Mahomes, if he gets a brand new deal, is going to drive the average through the roof. You know how they put the franchise tag on people, and sure. As part of the franchise tag, it's the average of the top five salaries at that position, right? Isn't that accurate?
Right.
And that's
correct.
What you get? He's going to drive that upwards of $50 million a year if they just replace his deal with, for example, a six-year for $240. He's going to drive a quarterback average through the roof. And maybe he's where it stops. Maybe the buck stops with him because he's such an alien. He's such a freak. And not everybody's going to say, hey, I want a Patrick Mahomes deal, because the owners are going to laugh at him and say, last time I checked, you're not him.
You need to be Patrick Mahomes then.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, I hear you.
Right. So this is an interesting case, and he's an interesting guy. And not just because he plays for the Chiefs, and we love the Chiefs, and we are the Chiefs on 1330 sure. and 98.7. But he's a lot of other quarterbacks who are anxiously awaiting what he gets, but are they really? Because they're not him. Like we just said, you know, he's one of a kind. But I guess what he will do is probably drive the average up quite a few million dollars for future quarterbacks to get a franchise tag. So hopefully that wasn't too cappy for you all, and that wasn't your eyes glazed over now talking dollars and cents with Patrick Mahomes, but he's the chosen one.
Do Chiefs fans now hope that Patrick Mahomes will do what's absolutely best for the team? Or do they understand and appreciate that there is a opportunity and a window open to most athletes where they can earn what they can earn and have the right to earn as much as they can earn? Or does Patrick Mahomes' view of Patrick Mahomes change if he does what, frankly, any of the rest of us would do given the opportunity to earn as much as we possibly could at a vocation?
If he does the former, they'll build a statue of him before he quits.
Yeah.
And to say nothing of if he wins another Super Bowl for Kansas City.
Sure.
If he takes a hometown discount, or he allows his last 2 years of his deal to be included in an extension, and they go on to, you know, the favorites to win the Super Bowl this year, if they keep doing that, and he, at least publicly, has allowed the organization the money in the cap room to build around him and turn this into a dynasty, oh, my God. He'll be
– right.
I mean, you might as well just put his name in the Ring of Honor already and start building the statue.
Oh, sure.
Because Kansas City is just over the moon about this guy to start with, Chiefs fans anyway. And if he does, here's a question for you. If he does he piss off the rest of the league, or at least players at his position, because he took less to stay there and to try to be good for longer?
I don't know. Did Tom Brady piss off people for this, basically doing the same thing?
Well, that's a good point.
We lose sight of the fact Tom Brady was a guy that never made as much money in this game as he absolutely could have for that very reason.
And maybe
he didn't get.
Maybe Clark Hunt points that out to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
A little fodder. Say, hey, you know, here's what Brady did, and look at how many times those guys went to the Super Bowl.
See, I don't know. I can't relate to, like, what would the difference between $28 and $38 million a year, or $25 and $40 million, or $50 million? I mean, the simple answer is, well, the difference is about $15 million. But those are amounts of money that I can't relate to, Shane. I don't know how that. I mean, how much is enough money to make?
Well, and that's why we're raising eyebrows at Max Scherzer and Blake Snell when it comes to baseball.
You're right. Like,
how much do you need? We can't wrap our heads around that. And they've got their cross to bear, and we've got ours. But it's like we talked about a couple of days ago. If you're going to play this out in public, you kind of got to know the room. You're going to get some blowback on this because of John Q. Public and the guy that buys tickets to go watch you. So, I mean, kind of getting off on a tangent here, but it's a fascinating process that, according to the Kansas City Star, that's started with Patrick Mahomes' contract negotiations. And let's say, here's a good one. If they do this deal before Dak signs his deal with the Cowboys, will Dak dig his heels in and want that and think that?
Well, go ahead, Dak. You're not Patrick Mahomes. Go ahead. Dig your heels in and do what you need to do.
Well, but in his defense, though, Jerry Jones has had months to get this done. And I don't know if the rumors are true that Dak has turned down a 5-year deal. Chris Sims reported it, but everybody else shot more holes in him than a pinata when he did. So who knows what Jerry has reached out to Dak for and for how long and for how much. But and maybe that'll do the opposite. Maybe it'll put Dak in his place. Be like, hey, Mahomes is worth this, and you ain't him, so what's really your bottom dollar? Reminds me of Pawn Stars. It's like, what's really your best price here? Come on.
Which, by the way, is a pretty damn good show. So
it is. It is.
It really is. It is a good show. I love the back and forth.
It's staged. I mean, it's bogus, but it's still a good show.
Yeah. Agreed. Well, it'll be interesting to see. There's no question. It's the great test study right now going on in the NFL because – well, we simply haven't seen a player like Patrick Mahomes at a time when his contract becomes negotiable and what it's going to end up doing. Because you're right, he's going to set the bar for quarterbacks. Although, is he? Because who is like Patrick Mahomes?
But that's
right
why
now?
It's is that's it, why it's called the right? bar.
Right.
No, this is the ceiling. Maybe rather than the bar. Maybe that's a better way to put it.
Yeah, it is. It probably is right now.
Because he's a unicorn. Right? Yeah, he's one of a kind. Mm-hmm. You don't get Mahomes' money because you ain't him. And I think that may be what we take away from this. All right, Jad, we have Mike on the line before we get to Josh Lewinberg.
Good morning.
Hi, Mike. What's
hey,
up?
Hey, Mike.
How's it going?
Good.
Hey, Dak Prescott and Patrick Mahomes don't belong in the same sentence. I don't know what Dak is thinking about, but I mean, I think Mahomes is going to go after Brady's record. I think he'll do it for the team. He's going to get his money one way or the other. And
so you're calling your shot on Mahomes winning 6 Super Bowls?
Well, you never know, man. Brady did it.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He did.
Shoot or shoot. Good job, Mike. I like it.
I like it, Mike. I like it.
And if he does, thanks for the call. If he does take less and succeed in ticking off the union and in turn succeed in dominating the AFC, then he'll certainly blaze his own way in the AFC West and take his cues from Brady, kind of. I'm glad you brought that up because Brady probably bent the players' union a little bit for those years not taking a max deal. And how many one-year deals was he on at the very end?
Oh, like my God.
Two or three or four? I mean, probably more than two.
I think three or four, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Interesting stuff.
All right. So now, it's not out-of-work broadcaster, but it's an out-of-work media guy. Volume what? 4, 5, if you count Mike Kennedy, because we talked to him, we snuck him in there a little bit. Josh Lewinberg, our Raptors beat reporter, and keeping his thumb on Fred, our very own Fred VanVleet, and how they're doing, and and Fred's opinion on whether the NBA regular season will end or will we be able to play it out? Are they going to Wide World of Sports? Josh Lewinberg, talk a little NBA. What's the feasibility of us wrapping up the regular season? Josh will join us when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.